Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Christianity is now under such threat in the Middle East, an area where Christians have lived for 2,000 years and across which Islam spread in 700 AD, with people of different faiths living together peaceably for centuries. Rather than remaining silent, faith leaders have, it seems to me, a responsibility to ensure that people within their own tradition respect people from other faith traditions. I pray, too, that all people and communities will engage in building respect and tolerance. For without these, the very freedom on which society is built is threatened with destruction.
Respect and tolerance. We don't respect, you know, is there a respect in the Middle East towards Christians and towards the Jews? When you have, you know, groups like the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas, who is allegedly the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, saying that they want to annihilate Jews just for being Jews. When you look at it, it makes no sense, no common sense to any man that a group of people would want to annihilate a group of people just for the sake of being who they are.
Right.
You know, and the Jews have done so much in particular for those that live on the Gaza Strip. They've provided electricity.
Mm-hmm.
They've provided tons of food and concrete so that they could be able to build their homes, even their own temples. They've provided this for them. And it's Hamas that we found out through, you know, this recent operation of Protective Shield that Hamas had stolen. Protective Edge, they have stolen all those goods and all those, you know, material so that they can build underground tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
We must not remain silent, and we must be aware of what's happening. We talked about the Dutch parliament member, a welder, not too long ago on this program, and he wrote a book called Marked for Death. He has a panic room in his house where he is alerted because there's threats on his life from radical Muslims who want to kill him.
Right.
So he goes to a room in his house that there's a metal door. No one can get into it. No one should live under this type of terror for speaking the truth. And I want to encourage you that now more than ever, it's going to require all of us to stand for truth, to stand for God, to stand for those that are being persecuted and destroyed. This is not a political thing. This is about right and about wrong. And there should not be any ideology, any thinking, any religious practice that should condone torturing, hurting, beheading any person. It should be zero tolerance, zero tolerance. And right now, if you have a concept, an ideology that doesn't exist, you're already done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we understand that from different government leaders that our borders are porous. Listen, it's not over. We must remain watchmen on the wall. We must be alert to the reality that there are people that want to do us harm in this nation. And if you fall asleep to that reality, you're next. I think of the proverbial frog that boiled in the water. The heat was turned up just little by little. And they never took notice before the frog just dies. And you can't be that way.
Right.
You must discern the times that we're living in. You must have ears to hear and eyes to see and not be just concerned about getting a word for yourself, but getting a word for your family, getting a word for the church, getting a word for your country so that we can remain faithful watchmen on the wall. And I believe that if we do that and turn our hearts back to God, we can avoid the judgment that is about to come. God will judge us if we turn our hearts away from him and we raise our fists towards him and say that we don't need him and go our own way. The good news is that we can awaken to that reality, and that awakening could cause us to turn our hearts to him. We believe that some of the greatest days for the church and America are upon us. Should we have a third great awakening, a move of God that sweeps across this country? Listen, the book of Acts showed us what happened when the power of God came in Acts chapter 2 and overtook a small number of people that banded together in one accord. They literally shook the cities and the regions they were in with the power of God, the love of God. They've gathered every day in the temple, every day from house to house, because nobody wanted to leave.
Wow.
This is what we can expect when the move of God comes. When we get back, we're going to talk about hunger, the coming move of God, and how we can all get in.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.